It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Holy crap. You know, last week I ate a fortune cookie that said obvious lesbian will bring great news.
Tom Jones.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
Thank you very much, ladies and
gentlemen.
Yourself.
It's the name of your new show.
Yes, we're a couple of old queens. We do play Tom Jones on this show after speaking with the lovely Marissa Tomei.
On occasion, Mike. Only on occasion.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-636-1067. You can call us to talk about the GM bailout or anything you'd like to talk about.
Anything you want.
How about the holidays? Are you excited about the holidays?
Are you?
Sure.
And incidentally, during this Christmas season, you know all those radio stations do that? Our rejoiner music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Early this season, I want Christmas rejoiner music.
December 2nd, I'll start.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
You agree?
Yeah, I'm on board.
Why the hell not?
Sure.
If you'd like to text talk back to us, you can dial.
Help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Say the word and they're yours.
WJFK.
Just help yourself
Rob.
To my lips.
Rob!
Sorry.
Put your hand out right now. Thank you.
That'll learn him.
Text talk back at WJMK1. Standard rate supply. We're going to get the Hollywood Buzz with Buzz Burbank. We've abbreviated Buzz a couple of times. We are not going to do that with the Hollywood Buzz. Got any sex news in that Hollywood Buzz?
Actually, no.
Oh, really?
But I always have more sex news.
Yes, you do. You keep it in your back pocket.
I can whip that out if you like.
Any interest on your, you know, we're doing the big thing on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And,
week from Wednesday.
We got any new talent on the hook yet?
I've received no applications yet at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to be a buzz babe, we can debut you next Wednesday night. We're looking for one
Please.
Or two fresh
It's fun.
Buzz babes. Okay. All you have to do is just go to the website, right? They can click on it.
Absolutely.
And apply to be a buzz babe at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Buzz will contact you personally.
Oh.
Personally.
You know, in the dark of night.
All right, we've got the...
you'll look out your window. All you'll see is the glow of a lit cigarette.
Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to author of the book King of Sting. This guy's name is Craig Glazer. This is a real life outlaw who lived a life you will not believe.
It's
this
amazing
is
stuff.
Oh, Sting.
Legitimate tough guy, and he's fascinating. Gotcha. Just to hear him tell his stories of where he's been. And listen, I'm thinking of doing something new. I was going to do the old standby that we do on this show, which is Power of 10.
Yes.
Right?
Beth Ann came up with this. I think this is a pretty good idea, but I just have to formulate it into a game
form. Is it a game called Move Near the Guy You Work With?
No, it's not that. This is a game we're going to call the I Need Game. You know how we go around in circles and we say we need?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think if you can last, what do you think, 2 minutes, you can win a prize?
Sure.
The I Need Game, if you can, can we last 2 minutes? That's it.
Oh, they're going against us?
I think we do it that way. We'll bring you into our inner circle, and you just have to come up. First of all, you have to know your turn. Mm-hmm. So on the listener's part, you know, Buzz and Rob and I can look at each other.
Right.
We know who's coming next.
Visual.
But the listeners are going to have to do it with their ears,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have to know what place they are.
Do we anticipate a rotation of Mike, Buzz, Rob, listener?
I think so.
Okay, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be a total of four people.
All right.
We'll play the I Need Game. If you last 2 minutes...
Mm-hmm.
You think 2 minutes is too long, or do you think 60 seconds?
I think 60 seconds.
All right, good. Even better.
We'll
60 seconds.
There.
You have a timer for that.
You last 60 seconds, and you will win a prize. It's that simple. So, and be listening. We're going to give away our first Devil Town T-shirt to celebrate our fabulous return to Devil Town.
Yeah, buddy
cool
boy.
Cool shirt. Before the show is over. Now, going to our Text Talk Live, let's check in on that. Rob Zemo, I have no idea why was written, but it was.
I have a pretty good idea.
I would like to bail you out, Rob, you sexy, big, bald sweetheart. See, they love you and they hate you, Rob.
Why must they say bald?
For Marissa Tomei, you should have asked her if she really is into short, stocky, bald guys. That's from Bowie Tim, who I guess is a short, stocky, bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to think BDK is cute.
Oh my goodness.
And have you seen
That's
him
from
today?
Amy, huh?
He's in that little, like, Ken doll sweater that really is the size for a Ken doll.
You know, you want to have fun sometime, have him do a push-up for you. Seriously, have him try to do
I'm
like
afraid
like,
to ask.
Have him try to do five push-ups.
Does he lack the upper body strength?
He lacks the upper body
strength. Does he really?
It's funny to watch. It really is.
Wow.
Bailout bottom line from our textures. What you reward, you get more of. Reward failure, and we'll have more. A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
All with their hands up. Tough to make that, to argue against that.
Not if you draw the line, though.
No, yeah, and you
I
know
understand
what
they're saying.
But also,
this
a bridge loan is not a reward.
I hate talking about this again because I want to get your Hollywood buzz on here. But. When you're doing this, we're rewarding the big guys. Big auto, big oil.
I don't know that it necessarily has to be a reward, especially if we put those conditions on
it
that you were talking
about. Yeah, and again, is a loan a reward?
Yes. because they can't get it from conventional sources. I don't know, Rob.
It's help.
It seems to me that they, God damn it. I mean, we pay all this money for our cars in America.
I know.
How did they screw up?
I know.
You know what I mean? Really?
Yeah, they definitely
screwed up. I made my payments.
But, you know, I say how did they screw up, but that's like saying, how come my house value went down? You know, it's the same thing.
The way you treat your house.
No, I mean, we know how the car industry screwed up. They didn't keep up. They didn't anticipate.
That's true.
They relied too much on oil.
So, you know, really, why not just, were you the one that said, have some young, innovative automakers
that might
want to do a startup? What's wrong with that? Just because you've been around since the 1800s,
does that
mean?
Yeah, but I have a question about that.
What?
If you have some great young innovator with a billion ideas, there are so many steps between having a billion good ideas and getting the car manufactured.
GM has the factory.
Yeah, even if you pick up GM's factory for a song, like they did in Tucker, the movie Tucker.
I was thinking of the movie Tucker just as you were speaking.
Even if you pick up the factory for a song, you have to know how to retrofit the equipment and the factory to make it build this innovative car.
How about the Chinese model, bicycles? I saw Tiananmen Square.
A Chinese bicycle?
I saw Tiananmen Square during the Olympics.
Sure. You know?
Americans love bicycles.
They really do. It's their favorite brand of playing cards.
You know how we're going to play the I Need game? One of the texters writes, I need a toupee. Signed, Rob Spiewak.
Hey!
Oh, there it goes.
Why? Is there a sign on my back today?
No, maybe, you know, we all have a sign on different days.
I know.
E-bailed out company. The executives that are getting ridiculous salaries and bonuses need to be fined.
Yes.
And that cash used as part of the bailout. Yeah, but the fact is, if you're going backwards on these fines and you're making it retroactive, it's not legit. I mean, you're penalizing guys because they made money during the regular system.
There's so many things that
you see both sides of this, but the bailout for GM, in my opinion, is let them go. I hate to say that.
I understand the feeling. We just can't afford it. We just cannot afford it.
So you think that if we don't bail out, we don't give them this bridge loan, that the economic impact is going to be so severe that we're going to go into the GD, the Great Depression?
What's the workforce, the auto industry, over?
A million for sure. And when you figure in dealerships and parts factories and that kind of thing, 2 million probably.
So, I mean, that's pretty huge. And what you got to figure out, I think, just painting in broad strokes the way my dumb mind hears it, we have to figure out the method that penalizes the least amount of people without overly benefiting those who don't deserve benefit, just to bridge it. I'm okay with a bridge loan.
A bridge loan?
If we can figure out a way to secure it and we have something to get our money back.
I need more information.
Troubled water,
we'll
really
see what happens. Incidentally, a texter writes, short, fat, stocky, bald guy is a Seinfeld reference. I know that.
Of course.
She was on an episode and she was
played the tape.
Trying to date Costanza.
Right. Yeah.
I remember that.
We played
ass.
The tape, ass.
Didn't work out for him.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
You sure
baby
are. Stepping.
Time for our Hollywood Buzz. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Unhappy people, as it turns out, watch 30% more television than happy people. It's the TV is a go-to for the unhappy.
You know, I came home last night and I was depressed about being fat.
Right.
Because I'd eaten badly. Remember, I talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
I was really down. Got on the... incidentally...
Did you do it?
20 minutes last night on the elliptical. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good.
Did that, got up and worked out again today. So I did that, and then I had a Whopper at lunch. I'm telling my listeners everything. That's just the way I'm going to play
fine,
it.
Though.
I am sorry. And I'm going out to dinner with Carla tonight, and I'm probably going to eat something very fattening. Because I worked out.
Yeah, but I
feel good.
You'll choose wisely.
I haven't had a cigarette in almost 48 hours.
That's huge, Mike. Congratulations.
48 hours, so I'm just trying. Look, I'm trying to eliminate all the bad things from my life, and I'm doing it one at a time.
If you keep working out and you don't smoke, then you are healthier at your current weight than you would be the other way.
All right.
You know what? Mm. You are baby stepping, and you will be fine.
Thank you, Rob.
According to a new study, people who are unhappy watch 30% more television than people who are happy.
I love television.
I digress there, but that's what reminds me of what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, last night.
I came home.
Down on yourself.
I was just, you know, I ate bad. And I've got a, what did I read? I think it was some sort
of. I ate fried food today.
I don't know what. It was an email I got that got me bummed out, too. It might have been about the restaurant. And I'm sitting up there, so I get my workout stuff on. I go down and I work up, so I'm going to go upstairs and watch TV. Meanwhile, Carla's at the kitchen table going, la, 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 la. Yeah, writing Christmas cards
happy
and stuff.
People.
Sure.
So you know what? I went upstairs and I watched.
Why?
Put me in a great mood. Apocalypto.
Really?
I watched Apocalypto. If you're really bummed out, watch guys getting sacrificed and their heads chopped off.
That's pretty good.
It's all relative.
Oh, it's wonderful. It takes the beating heart out of the body. It's like,
and you realize your problems are small.
It was delightful.
Ooh, apocalypto.
It was wonderful.
Ooh.
Our overall happy people watch an average of 19 hours of television a week, while unhappy people watch an average of 25 hours of TV a week, according to this study.
Do you know what that statistical study might indicate?
What
people on vacation. I don't watch TV a lot when I'm on vacation.
No, heavens no. Too much fun stuff to do.
You're happy and you're doing stuff. If you're sitting at home and you're slaying the dragon, it's all you have the energy for.
When Carrie and I took our cruise, I was so disappointed when I ended up watching all the television on the boat. Because there wasn't a lot of it. There was only like two episodes of I Dream of Jeannie, two episodes of Hogan's Heroes.
And they were ones you hadn't seen.
I'd seen them.
Yeah, but isn't that, I mean, even though, and because you do stuff. I know what you're like on vacation.
Yeah, but
you're
not
a total catch for that. I would have done the same thing just based on the time you're in the room.
Love to have the
like in the
on.
Morning when you wake up and you're lying
waiting
around.
Waiting for her to get dressed.
Sure. Waiting for the chick.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Devo is teaming up with Domino's Pizza to allow subscribers to order pizza for delivery from their TV sets.
I love it.
Is this entertainment news or what?
Amazing.
This is great. That's it. This is putting me in a good mood. Good technology.
TiVo says viewers will see an ad for, say, Domino's and be able to click I want it on their TV remote. In about 30 minutes, pizza at the door.
It's just like when you see the thumb up, the green thumbs up thumbs during something. A promo.
Right.
They said, do you want to record this show? But it's like for pizza. Do you want to record this pizza?
Is it only Domino's or
so
other?
Far, but you will be seeing other advertisers doing this kind of thing.
Can you fast forward through the anchovies? Does that even make sense?
I do like this. Just sitting there and you can just press your remote.
That's
awesome.
Terrific.
TiVo subscribers will be able to enter their address and select a crust type and sauce through
the
television.
We are such slugs.
Yeah, I know.
We are really going to be round ball with feet.
If you're
that is seriously what we're going to be. I mean, honestly, now it's like you can't even get to the phone to dial the local pizza joint.
Right now, when this story breaks, there are people in the coffin manufacturing community that are walking around their office wringing their hands because they're excited about making bigger coffins.
Look at that dent in the sofa. I didn't move for 14 hours.
The sofa.
All you have to do is set up an account. Viewers pay in cash when the pizza is delivered. The service starts next week, and it's free to all TiVo subscribers.
You know, really, if you want to know the ultimate lazy, you have an account. You put in your credit. You see, cash.
I want.
Cash takes the whole thing down a notch. Mm-hmm. If you have it with a credit card, you just have your credit card pre-programmed into it, and then you leave your door unlocked, and you say, leave it at the front.
Come on in. You know, I don't
The only time you're going to move is to get the food.
I don't carry cash enough anymore to order pizza. I've got to put it on my card.
But, of course, if you have to go get the food, no, you have to collect the pizza so you can give the guy cash. Yeah, cash is tough, and then
few people I still hang with that still does the cash thing.
The cash with pizza?
No, with everything. You're just a cash guy.
You love to flip out those bills.
I occasionally have cash on me.
You love to have
cash. Well, you're naked without it.
You always have been.
I have a little cash right now. You never know when you're going to find a crap game.
Exactly. I have very little cash.
In the alley behind the station.
That's right. I'd wager right now. Sure. I could do some wagering.
You and Huggy Bear.
Yes, sir.
Shooting craps behind the building.
You know, he thinks I'm so wealthy.
Well,
I swear to God,
Tuesday.
I'm going to have you make my alimony payment this month.
Okay, that'll be good. The check will bounce.
See, you probably wish you were Britney Spears. You probably think her life is just a bed of roses. Well, no. Being Britney Spears is like being in prison.
I bet it is.
Britney Spears seems to be doing better than she has in quite some time, mentally and physically, but she doesn't feel that way. As you may remember, MTV has this documentary 90-minute thing coming up, Britney for the Record, on the 30th of this month. Britain's not always reliable Sun tabloid claims to have some quotes from the upcoming special in which Britney equates her new hyper-controlled life to a prison. Quoting her, there's no excitement, there's no passion. I have good days, bad days. Even when you go to jail, you know there's time when you're going to get out.
And the house smells like root beer.
Well, I was going to say syrup.
Poor Britney.
Big syrupy prison.
This and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Nervous Americans cling to guns and religion in your final buzz at 6:20 Eastern. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We want you to join us for the biggest party night of the year at Hard Times Cafe and Q in Manassas, 7753 Sudley Road. That's the Best Buy Staples Shopping Center at Business Route 234. Come dressed in your PJs. We will, and so will the Buzz Babes. Sexy.
Mm-hmm. Will you wear slippers?
I'll be wearing some slippers. Absolutely.
I'll have slippers as well.
We'll be there starting at 7. Everyone in pajamas is qualified to win round-trip airfare to wherever JetBlue flies.
See, wear them.
The drawing is at 11. You must be present to win right now. Caller 100 at 800-636-1067. Show your support of Devil Town. with our long sleeve Devil Town t-shirt, and we will see you at O'Mara's Turkey Baster and Pajama Party. That's next Wednesday night, November 26th. Caller 100 gets a Devil Town t-shirt to celebrate our return to Manassas, Virginia. And we'll take Caller 100 right now and be right back with, what's his name? Mr. Glazer.
Glazer.
Mr. Glazer.
I got it.
Mr. Craig Glazer.
Craig Glazer. Sure.
Tough guy right after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.